Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
And one of the things that have come out over the last couple of days, because everything seems to be moving at quite a rapid rate, I'm not even sure if it's relevant anymore, given the fact that the US seems to be bombing the hell out of Iranian military areas. But the fact is that that Netanyahu has criticized, or commented rather, on the fact that the U.S. is looking to sell F-35 fighter jets to Turkey. Netanyahu opposes this idea and doesn't seem to think that it is a smart move at all. David May is a senior research analyst at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies in Washington. He specializes in economic warfare. David, a very good morning, or rather evening, to you. How does this all come about? Take us through what has happened here with these fighter jets.
Good morning. It's pretty problematic what's being considered right now. The F-35, the most advanced U.S. fighter jets, especially with its stealth technologies, it's a special program in order to get into it. The United States only allows select partner countries to be part of the program. Israel is included in that. And Turkey had been slotted to receive them until they decided to sign up for Russian air defense, the S-400. And so once they decided to sign up for the Russian air defense, the United States pulled away its privileges for being in the F-35 program. The main concern is that if Turkey, which is supposedly a NATO ally, if they are using the Russian air defense simultaneously with the F-35 fighter jets, then it would potentially allow some of that stealth technology to be transferred over to Russia and America's adversaries, and also some of the parts for the F-35 jet could be susceptible. And so in general, it would make American fighter jets more vulnerable. And then on top of that, just beyond the S-400 issue, is the fact that Turkey has proven itself to be an unreliable partner for a variety of reasons. And so Turkey has been removed from that program, and it should not be readmitted into it.
Why then, on the balance of positives and negatives, would it be reintroduced?
Yeah, I don't have a good answer for that. I mean, it could be a personality issue. It could be, it could be just lobbying from the Turkish government to be admitted into it. That has been unfortunately more effective than it should be. But Turkey has proven itself to not be a reliable partner. It harbors Hamas, which the United States recognizes as a terrorist group, and Turkey adamantly claims to the opposite. They also, as you were mentioning with Iran before, Turkey was very intimately involved in sanctions evasion, a gold for sanctions evasion scheme worth billions of dollars. And so, and in general, the Erdogan has been very aggressive against American allies, particularly in the Eastern Mediterranean. And so he's just proven himself to not be a good partner, to be very much against American interests. And so there's no real good reason for a change in policy.
There's also some of the very divisive and dangerous language coming out of Turkish parliament. Is that not, shouldn't that be a concern?
That's worthy of concern as well, but I don't think you have to go that far. You go to the top, to the President Erdogan himself. I mean, it's not even though there is a semblance of democracy there. There's also been he's been able to consolidate power in the executive more than an American ally should be doing. And so, and his rhetoric, I mean, he's very much an Islamist in the Muslim Brotherhood camp. And so his rhetoric himself, the change in the Turkish positioning happened under him, and it's a deliberate attempt to create Turkey in a different image, a new Turkey that is not the modernizing and secular Turkey that it had been before, and one more so, I guess, with an Islamist tinge.
Is this not effectively handing weapons to the Muslim Brotherhood?
Yes. So along with that, I mean, you know, the Muslim Brotherhood, I guess description, the logo, the mantras, is a little more complicated than that. But yes, it's very much aligned with a Muslim Brotherhood agenda, and it's it's not, he's, Turkey under Erdogan is not an American partner, and it's still in NATO, but just barely.
I find myself, and I have no doubt that many others do as well, scratching my head very often thinking, okay, Donald Trump, he's been very clear about where he stands with regard to world order and where the values of Western democracy, of Judeo-Christian values, etc. And then every now and then, but more now and more often, we're starting to see some very, very, what seems like strange decisions. And for those of us who don't want to imagine that this is all going awry, maybe I do, but I kind of placate myself and think, well, the guy knows what's going on. He knows more than we know in terms of how bad Iran is, what is really happening in Turkey. This must be part of a greater strategy. But I'm a little bit afraid that we are, or that I am, deluding myself, and that all the signs are there that something is going really a little bit off track here.
Yeah, there's certain times where the Trump administration operates under a very specific ideology, a specific vision for the world, and there's other times where it sees what the cards in front of it are, and it plays according to that. And so this seems to be one of those moments where it's playing not rather than to some type of grand strategy, just to what is in the American interest or what it believes is in the American interest at this specific moment. And so if it sees some type of advantage of partnering with Turkey, Turkey has a very formidable army, economy, and so on and so forth. And so getting Turkey more in its camp, it believes, has some advantage, then it's pressing along that. Or maybe it's doing this as some type of bluff in order to get something else. It's unclear. But unfortunately, sometimes the way the Trump administration operates, rather than through some type of grand strategy, it's more so pressing the advantage at the specific moment that it sees.
Do the recent events, the change overnight, the bombing of the Iranian military positions, would that change anything here?
Yes, it's especially with the Middle East, there's an attempt to try to balance the different superpowers of the different powers that be in the Middle East. And so Turkey is obviously trying to be one of those major powers, Turkey, Israel, Saudi Arabia, and Iran. And so as the conflict with Iran becomes more out in the open, and then Iran weakens, and then other powers in the Middle East are strengthened. So that definitely comes into play. But the Trump administration should not be mistaken into believing that Turkey is a friend and that Turkey can be somehow managed in this. Turkey went over to the dark side, so to speak, when it decided to join the S-400. And so long as that platform is still in Turkey, it's a danger to the F-35. The Trump administration should not be considering selling. And even if the S-400 is removed, the Erdogan regime it's still not friendly and it's still a danger. So the Trump administration should operate accordingly.
Yeah, and this just in, Iran is carrying out missile and drone attacks on Bahrain and Kuwait as we speak. Both Gulf states say their air defenses are responding to the incoming fire. The General Staff of Kuwait Armed Forces says that the air defenses are engaging hostile missiles and drone threats, and explosions are being heard, the result of interception. They are urging the public to follow official safety instructions. Bahrain's Interior Ministry activated warning sirens and told citizens and residents to move to the nearest safe locations and follow official channels. So this is happening as we speak. David May, thank you as always for sharing your insights and your thoughts, and of course for staying up late to chat to us.